Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast. You really want to make money with it? Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
KMOX is your official station for news, weather, traffic, and sports. Now, the top local news on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
It is 5:03. We've got partly cloudy conditions and 47 degrees downtown at the Arch. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 1120 KMOX Day. Bit of nostalgia with the news open there. Our top local story this hour.
This just in.
Boeing is cutting another 700 employees in the St. Louis area, according to layoff notices filed with the state. In total, 692 workers will lose their jobs, most in North County, but also in St. Charles and in Maryland Heights. Boeing last week laid off 111 union workers here. St. Louis is a hub for Boeing defense, space, and security. St. Louis County could be minus a councilman by the end of the week when a judge's ruling is expected on Dennis Hancock hiring his stepdaughter.
Hancock maintains he did not know he was doing anything wrong. This has been simmering since August. That's when a judge ruled that he could not serve on the council while this litigation was pending. But a few hours later, another judge overruled that judge and reinstated Hancock back on the council. Wesley Bell appointed Assistant Prosecutor Rachel Smith out of Warren County to investigate the case. The Post-Dispatch reports she argued in court this week that Hancock should be removed at least temporarily.
KMOX's Maria Kina reports the prosecutor also points to Hancock voting for taxpayers to foot the bill for his private attorney instead of recusing himself from that vote. As two camps fight over when the Rams settlement money should be spent, now or slowly over time, where does the controller sit?
I spoke with Controller Darlene Green, who isn't just remaining neutral. She's saying the money can be spent both now and over time.
I think we have enough money that we can do all of that. We have enough money to set some aside. We have enough money that we can spend now.
A new bill co-sponsored by four aldermen and backed by Greater St. Louis Inc. would spend the money now in downtown, North City, and Southeast City. Green says she would like to discuss this bill further. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
At the start of the year, Madison County, Illinois will have a new board chair at the helm. Current county treasurer, Republican Chris Slusser, unseated the two-term incumbent from his own party in the primary. He shared his thoughts with KMOX on the recent vote for some counties to secede from Illinois.
I think that referendum was really just a way for folks to kind of voice their displeasure with Chicago. And I know some people were upset up north about it. It was a non-binding referendum. I think that, it's not like we're going to start forming a new state in January or anything like that.
Slusser calls the idea of some counties seceding from the state unrealistic and says he wants both parties to work together to improve Illinois. A family of seven were able to get out of their home before it was gutted by fire.
This is Stuart McMillan. I'm on Dandridge Lane in Barnhart, where there's not much left of this 70s-era ranch-style home. Four cats and a dog didn't make it out. Chet Armbruster says he woke to smoke detectors going off and got everyone out.
Yeah, had a bit of a medical scare. My wife went to the hospital, came back, got a clean bill of health. So okay. We're all lucky to be, very lucky to be here, and definitely change your batteries and your smoke detectors.
The fire got so hot that it completely burned the two cars that were sitting in the driveway, pushing one of them into the street. Chad tells me he'd like to rebuild the house on this lot in the Village neighborhood because he grew up in the house.
It will take some time to repair the water main, which broke in North St. Louis yesterday evening. A city spokesperson, Connor Kerrigan, says they don't have a timeline.
I don't have an exact timeline right now because it's such a complex break. However, we're going to have crews out here around the clock trying to get this fixed.
Kerrigan says the main, which broke, is a curved piece, 3 feet in diameter. It's very deep in the ground. A new report suggests red tape is a barrier to boosting access to child care in Missouri.
Here's what we've found. In the state of Missouri, no municipality, no county does it the same.
Wendy Doyle is president and CEO of the nonprofit United We. Child care providers in the state told researchers they're having to devote too much staff time to licensing paperwork.
Some cities, it may be required that if you serve food to children, in addition to a child care license, you also need a restaurant license to be able to provide food to the children.
The study conducted by the Institute of Public Policy at the University of Missouri suggests local governing bodies review requirements to see if there are ways they can streamline the process for child care entrepreneurs. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
The KMOX Business Desk. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is accusing Visa and MasterCard of operating as a monopoly. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, he blasted the two credit card companies for charging high user fees to small business owners while giving giant retailers discounts. Hawley also says Visa and MasterCard control 80% of the credit card market.
You have a business model. You're making over 50% profit margin. You have 80% of the market, but you don't want any more competition. It's unbelievable what you're charging small businesses and consumers, and yet your testimony is, please, we can't possibly have any competition.
As for giving giant retailers favorable fees, Visa says it's not unreasonable for a high-volume merchant to qualify for lower rates, citing Walmart as an example.
The Voice of St. Louis, News Talk 1120, KMOX, St. Louis.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and we're at Schnucks with Ted Schnuck. Thank you so much for being with us.
Michael, thank you for having me.
So we're here at Hampton Village, and you seeing an uptick in traffic already? Are people getting ready for Thanksgiving this early, or do you tend to see that they wait till the last minute?
Now, we are seeing customers shopping early, and I think that's really driven by some of the great deals that we have this year. You know, on the front page of our ad, we have our Schnucks frozen turkey at 58 cents a pound, which is our best price on that item in 14 years. It's the best in the market, but the meal is about more than just the turkey. It's the full Thanksgiving traditions with the cranberry sauce, the rolls, the casseroles, the pies, and with all those items, we can feed a family or a group of friends of 10 for $3.93 a person. So we're really excited about the value we're able to provide to our customers this year.
If people are listening to the whistling, that was Tally that just went by, so we know that the celery is in stock.
Yeah, Tally the robot we have in all of our stores, and it really helps enable our teammates to make sure we're in stock position on the items they buy the most. So it helps us flag when we need to put more inventory on the shelf. And then, you know, another great thing we have for our customers is we have electronic shelf labels in all of our stores now. We completed the rollout last month in October, and a great feature of those is in the Schnucks Rewards app, you can look for an item. Maybe it's something you only buy, you know, once or twice a year, like a cranberry sauce. You don't know what it is, or you don't know where it is. You plug it into the app. It'll tell you the aisle, the shelf, and the placement on the shelf. But then there's also a button you can push that says light up the tag, and it will light up and it'll take you directly to that item. So we'll have everything in stock, and this will make sure you can purchase everything on your list with us.
That's great, so you're not wandering the aisles looking for, as you said, that one item that you only buy once a year. Curious because we hear about inflation. You're talking about the deals that you're offering on the customer side. What has the input side been? You know, the raw materials, the ingredients coming out of factories, the meat. What are the input costs looking like?
Yeah, so overall, the supply chain has really stabilized, you know, relative to a couple years ago. And so certainly, you know, we have, you know, really no concerns about, you know, that the supply that we're bringing in, and that's, you know, true on the cost side as well. Those have stabilized a little bit. On the case of turkeys, costs have come down, which has helped, you know, us bring that value, you know, to the customer, make sure we're passing along, you know, those savings, because we know customers are looking for value both in the grocery shopping as well as, you know, elsewhere in their lives.
Are there any hot ingredients or side dishes or something unusual that's happening this year, or just you're getting a crush of demand for one particular product?
You know, Thanksgiving is such a traditional, you know, meal that we're finding purchase patterns to be pretty similar as far as what they buy with the traditional, you know, turkeys, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, vegetable casseroles, pies, cranberry sauce. We are seeing people buying early, though, and I think that's driven by the deals that we have. You know, turkey sales have been really strong, you know, for us with that price point. Our supply is great, and we're continuing to bring in, you know, truckloads and truckloads more of turkeys to make sure our customers you know, are able to find what they need.
And are people cooking, or do they like to come in and say, what can you just make for me to take home?
Yeah, so we have options for the customer that wants to do the from scratch meal, or, you know, the customer that wants to pick up a, you know, pre-cooked, pre-prepared meal from our deli. By and large, people like to cook their turkey. You know, maybe it'll be a turkey breast instead of a full, you know, turkey if they want a little bit more convenience or shorter cooking time. But it's such a traditional meal that even with the overall convenience trend with customers, Thanksgiving is something where people still like to bring in the best ingredients, you know, shopping with us and make the meal for their family and friends.
Now, speaking of prepared foods and letting Schnucks do the work, we're standing in the middle of Hampton Village. Big remodel has just been completed, and there's a focus on, you know, if you want to come in and go to the Schnucks Kitchen and get a pizza or a burger, you can do that.
That's right. Yeah, we're super excited about a remodel, not only at the Hampton Village store, but also at our Cross Keys store in Florissant. Fantastic remodels. I would encourage everyone to check them out. Really putting in front of the customer what's most important to them. So freshness first with produce and floral, convenience and prepared foods, as you referenced, whether you have pizza or, you know, slicing deli or deli salads, rotisserie chicken, fried chicken, you know, all the things that we're known for and that customers are looking for. We also have a great new partnership with Starbucks as well. Our first two stores with Starbucks in them are Hampton Village and Cross Keys, and it's located right next to our signature donuts, you know, the best donuts around. Nothing better than to start your day with some coffee and a donut to get you going in the holiday season.
Anything else I haven't asked about?
Yeah, the only thing that I'll mention is that, you know, the holidays is really, you know, our time of year to step up and shine, and really circles back to our mission of nourishing people's lives. And that's about not only putting, you know, food on the table for our you know, for our customers, but the friendliness of our teammates and the way that, you know, we serve our customers. We also have a roundup at the register for Salvation Army right now, a way that we nourish our communities, and always super grateful for how, you know, our teammates and customers step up to support those in need.
Ted Schnuck, thanks for the information and for inviting us into Hampton Village here.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you to all of our teammates and customers for making this holiday season a fun and exciting one.